You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 4th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How you doing, Brent?
I am doing freaking fabulous, Taryn. I think I must quote my favorite movie ever, and I've done this before, Death Becomes Her, Madeline Ashton, when she says, "These are the moments that make life worth living." How are you doing, Taryn?
I'm doing very well as well. We had a good day yesterday on the Big
Brother
21 live feeds. We had a good day.
Not just a specific result, but just other people coming to the fore that I haven't really seen talk really good strategy before. People coming out of their shell, more than one person coming out of their shell. A lot of fun gameplay. I'm really excited about the second half of the season.
Yes. So we are here to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. It was day 46 in the house. Really just like right after the halfway point, or right about the halfway point. No, not after. We're almost there.
Yeah.
Probably like 99 days or something. So
yeah,
we're very nearly there.
Yeah, exactly.
And what a day it was. Things looking up. We had the veto competition and the veto pick. The veto draw was the first thing that it was very early in the morning as the feeds went down for it during the update yesterday. And you can recall, I was very worried. These nominations, they did leave the door open for some very nasty things to occur this week. So we had to have a good veto draw. And it was worrisome because the feeds came back from the veto draw. And the first thing I heard was Christy saying, "This is great. This is amazing. Everyone that got picked, I trust with my power." And I was like, no.
Right.
And then we learned that two of those people that she trusts with her power are Nick and Kat.
Yes.
Woo.
Yes, I really, and I wasn't, I was working at the time that this started, so I was like, oh my gosh, when I read this on Twitter, and then I saw the veto players, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, that's so much better than I could have possibly hoped for. I mean, the only other thing that I would rather not have happened, obviously, is Tommy be in the veto playing. However, from the way Christy was talking, it was like, you know, Christy, Tommy, Sis were playing in the veto competition. So I was very happy to see the ultimate result.
Yes. So, yes, Tommy was the third person chosen after Nick and Kat. So all we have to do now is hope that Tommy or Jack do not win the veto and things will stay the same. However, Christy is saying that if Tommy or Jack did win the veto, if Nick or Kat did, and she, because she thinks that they're with her, that she would use the power and put Nicole on the block. And that is the plan as of right now. Cliff is going to check in with Nick because Nick is playing in this veto and he just wants to make sure, like, Nick is like, hey, Cliff, like, feeling good? Like, do we like this? And Cliff was like, you're not using the veto on Jack, right? And Nick was like, nope. He's like, then I'm feeling great. You know what, Nick? Jack leaving, and Nick is like, yeah, Jack's got to go. We got to get him out of here. He's like, you know, Nick, we can run this game. Nick was like, yes, we can.
Yes, you can. I feel like I'm in a political rally. Yes, we can, Terrence. Yes, we can.
Yes. So this is a, you know, Nick is somebody that we're going to be talking about throughout most of the day here. He has an interesting relationship with the house, and in particular with Cliff and Nicole. He seems to have two separate relationships with both Nick. With both Nicole and Cliff, but still pretty good ones, but also he's trying to hide those relationships as much as possible. So we see this with Nick and Cliff, them saying, like, we can run this game. And what's interesting about this is that Nick will then go to Jack, who's very anti-Cliff, and Jack is talking lots of smack about Cliff, and Nick freely joins in. Nick really keeping that under wraps, that relationship with Cliff.
Yes, exactly. And I was okay with this for the first part of the day when you don't know the results of the veto, you know, this particular power's in play. But I'm going to have more to say about Nick's strategy after the veto competition.
Yes. Christy does make it clear that she is not willing to take the shot at Cliff with her power. She is not willing to make that happen. She will only put Nicole on the block to send Jackson home. However, Jack insists we'll continue to push for Cliff to go.
Yes, they will.
Yes. Jack says Jack wants to reconnect with Jackson. He's wanted to since Thursday night, basically. And that's one of the dangers of if Jack ends up staying and Jackson is also staying, then that would be very bad. But luckily, we're not going to do that. And because Jack wants to reconnect with Jackson, and he says, Christy, if you use your power to save Jackson, he will owe you his life. We can get the group back together. But Christy says, no, I'm not going to put Cliff on the block. I want Jackson gone. So that we don't have to worry about that. But she still does want to put Nicole on the block. Meanwhile, Nicole is realizing, wait a minute.
Wait,
we're screwed. We're screwed if we lose the veto and Christy uses the power. And Jess is like, but Christy isn't going to use the power. She said so.
I would really like for Doctor Strange to take me to the alternate part of the multiverse where a different veto result happens. Christy uses her power and Jess finally, for the first time in her life, realizes, you know what? Christy's not the straight shooter that I thought she was. I guess I got that one wrong.
Yeah. So Nicole, after Jess leaves, and because Jess is just like, Christy's not going to use the power. She's not going to use it. Nicole just says to the cameras, like, we're putting a lot of faith into Christy that I do not have.
Yes, exactly. That's going to be a recurring theme for the latter part of this day, where not just Christy, but other people, particularly the people who I would consider to be in the middle of everything, the swing voters. It's a recurring theme that happens over and over. And the one thing to really note about that is that, based on some of your past actions, it's important to realize that these house guests, we can see everything, us I'm talking about, we can see everything from the outside, but the house guests don't get to see everything. So they only know what's in front of them. So even though it seems obvious to us that, say, Kat is probably going to go with them and Nick's probably going to go with them and vote out Jack this week if he's still on the block, that the house guests themselves don't know that because they don't have all of the information and they're not all seen like we are. So I do cut them a little bit of slack sometimes.
Yes. All right. So Christy is going to talk with Sis after she says no to using the power to put Cliff on the block. And Sis says, you know what? It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to use the power. You don't have to use the power at all. You don't even have to put Nicole on the block because we've got the votes anyway. And Christy's like, I don't know about that. I mean, do we have the votes anyway? Because I'm starting to get worried about Holly. Because Holly has been hanging out in the HOH room a lot. She has been down here doing makeup with us every single day, all season long. And now all of a sudden she's up in the HOH room doing makeup with Nicole. And that's sketchy to me.
Yep. She's on to her.
Yeah. Sis is like, nah, we're good. We're good.
Sis continuing to show her fabulous reading ability on the house that she thinks everything is fine.
Yeah. So Christy's starting to get worried about that. And then she says, you know, like, what if they're making an alliance up there to go against the five of us? The five of us, meaning the four plus Nick. So she's almost there. And this is like, oh, that'd be bad. That'd be bad. No, it's not. No, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, this was a little bit more civil. Later in the day, she doesn't get as civil when she realizes that there's a possibility that the votes might not go their way. And boy, it's so fun to watch people who have gotten their way all season finally realize you may not get your way this time. And how do they react to that?
Yes. Sis continuing to just be a bottle of venom, just like ready to dump on whoever she's told to dump on.
Yeah.
So she's very anti-Cliff for most of the day, but she's going to start to realize that she has other enemies as well. And she's going to be like, wait a minute, I have to hate. Who else do I have to hate?
Right. What? Point me in the direction. I'm like a barking dog. Oh, sick him. Sick him, boy. Whoever.
So Jack is going to talk with Nick about the plan to try to get Cliff on the block, but it's not working. This is when Nick is going to be talking some crap about Cliff along with Jack. Holly is going to be up in the HOH room talking to Nicole. They talk about working together and how this is great. Things are good. Holly says that, man, they really hate Cliff there, these yep. people. And Nicole is like, what? Oh, that makes me so sad. I love him.
Yes, and Nicole is going to get confirmation of that later on in the day during the veto competition. I have to say, I think it was the BB president on Twitter who said, like, you should really be able to tell what's going to happen this week based on who's hanging out with who. Like, Holly is spending an inordinate amount of time with Jackson. She spends time with him. She, you know, hangs out with him. She kisses on him. I mean, I know that sometimes it's in like the storage room or in another room, but they're together. You really think she's just going to vote him out for Jack after you guys tried to upend her HOH week last week and it was saved by the skin of her teeth? I don't think so. It's just crazy talk.
Yes, it's all you always need to look at who's hanging out with who, which is one of the reasons why Nick is going to get into a little bit of trouble later on. So we get to the veto competition.
Yes, we do.
It all comes down to this. Now, the veto, it's going to be, we saw the overhead shot. We talked about it yesterday. Some kind of catapult thing. There were arrows involved. So I think it was very similar to the target competition, only it's the whatever you call it, the swap, the prize
Yankee,
swap one,
the Yankee swap. Swap.
Where if you get out in sixth place, then you choose a thing. And then the person who gets out after that can then choose to either take your thing or take another thing. And so they go through that. Nicole is hosting and yes, they were also spinning.
Yes, they were
Which
spinning.
That's Nick important. Hates.
Yes, that is very important. In fact, I think that was probably an equalizer in this competition. I don't think that there was a ton of skill involved in this competition, but I'll withhold judgment until Wednesday.
Yes. So, of course, we are in this position now where if Tommy or Jack wins this veto, then Christy will very likely use her power and put Nicole on the block, sending either Jackson or Nicole, but probably Jackson, home, which would still be pretty bad overall for any change in the house. So we have to hope that they don't win. The feeds come back, and the first thing I see is once again Christy saying, perfect, best case scenario. This is amazing. Jack agreeing, yes, this is perfect. This is
that
exactly
really what you saw? Yes.
I saw the other thing first.
Oh, okay.
But still, it was very soon when the feeds came back.
Okay.
Right. Jack saying perfect. This is exactly what we wanted. You know what was exactly what they wanted? It was Jess winning the veto, and that means that Orwell comes back to celebrate because Jess won the veto and Jack's going home.
Yes. Yes. And you know what else? Christy's power is useless. It is negated. It is gone, people. This is the last week that she could use it. And what does her power do? It gives the person who holds the power of veto the power to name the replacement nominee. Guess who holds the power of veto this week? It's the HOH who gets to name the replacement nominee. I feel like it's shades of Big Brother All-Stars where Mike Boogie wins coup d'etat, or he wins HOH the last week that he can use the coup d'etat, and they never even get to use that. So again, another twist blowing up in the face of Big Brother. Love it.
Yes. Yes. And there's
not only that, Taryn, I must say the results of this veto competition, not just the big result, which of course is all I care about, but all of the, after I'm filled with glee about Jess winning the veto, to see that Nick won $5,000, to see that our girl Kat won a trip to Hawaii that was apparently given to her by Tommy, because he didn't want to take a trip away from her, thinking of like Big Brother 10 when Michelle got her Hawaiian surprise taken away from her. Jackson got a punishment where the big alien doctor is going to come and see him for a day. I think it's like similar to Rachel Swindler and her talking guy yelling at her thing. I don't know what the hell's going to happen with that. And then Jack also got a punishment as well.
Jack, Jackson, and Tommy all got punishments.
Punishments, yeah. And Tommy, we'll get to his punishment. But they were like, if I could have drawn this up any better. I mean, like, I really feel like this is a fulcrum point for the season. Our luck is turning because with Jack out of the game, Jackson's still in the game. Tommy and Christy, they have to be shaking in their boots. I mean, and they don't know it yet, but they have to be shaking in their boots because their big meat shield's going to go home. Jackson's still in the game, and how he's going to be coming right after them. Ordinarily, like, if Jackson was still there and Jack was still there, if he was pissing him, like, if Jackson had won this week, he'd probably put, like, Christy and Jack up on the block, and then they could just get rid of Jack, but Jack's not going to be there anymore, most likely. So now they are really, really exposed, and I'm excited about it.
Yes, this is a good result, not only for this week, but in the sense that it completely has opened the game up, because in combination with the destruction of the six, Jackson and Holly pulling away, they take Kat with them. Nick is now riding the middle-ish, and Jack leaving, that means it's a whole new game.
It really is.
It's a whole new game. Everything is upturned. I'm excited to rate these players. I think we're going to have one of the most different, like the most changed ratings from the previous week that we've probably ever had.
Yes. You see this? I am not giving this score to Jessica. Spoiler alert. Okay, I'm holding up my one paddle for those of you who are listening to the audio version.
There you go. Maybe a little too liberal with the one paddle. Maybe a little.
But I will defend it on Monday.
Yes. Okay. So the game is wide open, and that's because if Jack leaves, which it looks like he very, very probably will, then it leaves, a few different like trios in the house. You've got Tommy, Christy, and Sis. You've got Cliff, Nicole, and I think Nick would probably be their third. You've got, Kat, Holly and Jackson, and then probably Jess in there. So then it's like we've got a foursome and you've got two trios ish, but you've got that foursome and one of the trios working together. It's a whole new house. It's a whole new game, and it's very, very exciting. This is what Big Brother is about. And I do not think it's a coincidence that, it happened in the break that we get with, in between the twists.
Yes, you know that guy who was on the podcast show who was saying it was stupid for Big Brother to wait a week to start the field trip? Don't listen to that guy. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Obviously, I said that last Thursday, and I like the fact that we get a little break from the twist this week, and with Christy's power useless, it's just straight up Big Brother, and look how freaking awesome it is!
Yes! Yes! All right, so Jess has the veto. Cliff, Jess, and Nicole are gonna celebrate in the storage room together.
The penis dance. Yes.
I went live on Twitch when this happened, when the veto result came in, and I was very happy, and I was just watching. Just like it felt like a weight had been lifted off of my shoulders to be able to see Cliff, Nicole, and Jess, all of these people who have been just downtrodden the whole game, being able to celebrate and be in power and like actually play the game. It's so refreshing, and they're celebrating in the storage room, and it's great. It's happy, and we're very excited. Cliff is going to talk with Nicole and Nick. Nick is going to propose pretty quickly, hey, Maybe we should have Jess use the veto on Jackson, and that way we get Jackson really on our side. He's indebted to us, and then we put somebody else up, and then it ensures that Jack goes home. Now, obviously, I think from Nick's perspective, the motive here is to prevent him from having to expose himself by voting out Jack. If Jack and Sis are on the block, then it's like, oh well, what am I gonna do? So Cliff is like, oh, we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, and I have to say that I'm not necessarily opposed or predisposed to any one of these plans. I know that a lot of people, there's a lot of hand-wringing on Twitter about what we'll get to and some of the spoilage of the Blind Side. And you even tweeted, Taryn, that you're really glad that Jess has the veto because, you know, these people couldn't keep a straight face. But I feel like part of the reason they couldn't keep a straight face was like us, because they were relieved about the results of the veto competition, and now they can sort of let their hair down a little bit. So I feel like it sort of goes hand in hand.
Yes. People have been talking about the shirt I'm wearing.
Yes, I must say, I never knew you were so into me. You have a crush on me, Taryn. You have my initials on your shirt. It's BW.
Well, I could be doing a lot more, apparently, that we've seen on the feeds.
Oh, yes, I know, right? Yeah.
I mentioned during the OV interview, I was going to a concert. I saw Brent Walsh, who is a singer that I'm a big fan of. And I decided, you know what? I got a T-shirt with BW. I should wear it when Brent comes on the podcast.
So great. Did you really, or is this just happenstance? Like, you literally
I could have worn it yesterday. But it's not LB.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's true. It's not LB. That's right. All right. Yeah. People in the chat were like, work it into the show subtly, Brent. And then you went and blew up my spot. So that's okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see. I was going to mention it and surprise you with it, but then they caught it in the chat and they told you first.
Until now. Yeah. The chat, you ruin everything.
So Kat is going to talk with Holly and Jackson just to confirm, like, hey, we are keeping Jackson.
We are good.
Yes. Jackson says he is gunning for Christy if he stays. He's really gunning for that, for her. No more sucking up. There's a lot of talk about sucking things with Christy. I don't know why that becomes a thing. After Kat has this conversation with Holly and Jackson. They're excited. Kat leaves. Holly is like, thank God. Talk about return on investment. Thank God that we were there to keep her sane in the early weeks, because now she is valuable to us. Kat leaves, and we don't quite see what happened, but she was approached by Nick, who was like, hey, is something wrong? And she was like, no. And then he was like, you're a bad liar. And that kind of set her off a little bit. And then Tommy asked her if she was okay, and she was like, nah. And then she went to the HOH room and kind of started freaking out and crying. And I'm pretty sure that the freaking out was kind of genuine. Like, she's put in a spot that she's concerned she's gonna have to out herself, but she's gonna act like it's about being torn about the vote, but really it's about having to come clean about the fact that she's not going to vote the way Christy wants. So she goes into the HOH room crying. Christy is there, Jess is there, and she is she's gonna be like, I don't know what to do, Christy. And Christy's like, what are you talking about?
This is a no-brainer.
Yes, this should be a no-brainer. And she's like, well, people are telling me that I'm gonna be like a swing vote, this is gonna be a tight vote, and I just don't know what to do. And so she's really like, this is the ruining of the Blind Side,
which was never gonna happen, y'all. Any money invested in Jack and Tommy being caught with their pants down on Thursday night. It was never gonna happen. They're too smart for it, and these people on the other side can barely get the right nominations in place to get us the result that we want. Are you really expecting them to hold a secret in like this for 4 freaking days? I don't think so.
Well, they could have held it for more than an hour.
Yeah, but you know what? People like Sis and Tommy, they're still kind of thinking maybe that Jack's going to stay. Like, they think they don't want to, like Liana said on the show yesterday, denial is a very powerful drug. It's so much easier to believe what you want to believe than to actually confront the fact that you've been outplayed.
Yeah, Nick is doing a much better job of convincing them that he's on board. So that's helpful. And Holly is also going to continue to pretend that she is willing to send Jackson out. So there's enough there to give them hope so that they're not like completely sure
I want to ask you about this. Do you think, and I'm just going to take all three of them, so Holly, Kat, and Nick, do you think that it's a good idea to not show your cards at this point? I feel like it is a bad call on the part of people like Holly, who have every interest in the world to say, you know what, this is my meat shield. I'm with him. Jack's a nice guy, but I cannot, in good conscience, I know that Jackson has done some effed up things. So, you know, as far as the house is concerned, but I cannot vote to evict him. That would be a bad personal move because I like him, and a bad game move because he protects me in the game. Like, I feel like it's better for her to own it rather than dangle this false hope out to her former allies as if she's going to vote with them. Because in the end, when the votes come back and she doesn't vote with them, then they're going to be pissed at her. Again, what do I always say on this show? It's always the betrayer that gets blamed for everything. You could have your worst enemy on the block, but if your friend who's supposed to vote the way you want them to vote votes the wrong way, and all of a sudden that person stays in the game, who are you more pissed at? You're not pissed at the person who just was on the block that you could have voted out, but you were trying to get voted out. You're pissed at the person who just screwed you in the back. That is who you're going to be pissed at. So I do not think this is a good idea for Holly to do this, and I also don't feel like it's a great idea for Kat and Nick to do this. I feel like Kat's doing a better job of kind of subtly, sort of, during this conversation with Christy, as you're going to get to, telling Christy, you know, I have to play the game for myself, and I have to set aside personal reasons, which basically is telling Christy, I'm not going to do what you want. I'm going to vote out Jack, because obviously if she was voting with personal reasons, she'd want to get rid of Jackson. So I feel like Kat's doing a little bit better job than Nick and Holly, who I feel like if the other side does get sort of mini blindsided on Thursday night, I feel like Nick and Holly will have some explaining to do and could see themselves on the block because of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's another one of those situations where I really want them to do a thing that's not good for their game, because I really want the blind side to go down. I think it's terrible for their game. I think that if Kat, and I actually think it's worse for Kat, because Holly has a much better excuse for keeping Jackson. I think even if Holly blindsides them, even if Holly just came out and said, look, he's my showman, what am I going to do? You exactly. Come on. I think that they're going to be like, okay.
Right.
But Kat, they trusted. Kat, they kept. They kept Kat on Thursday, and that's because they felt like they feel like she owes them. They feel like that she should be giving them some things here, Kat has a tough road to walk here with them in terms of being kept safe from them. Luckily, she's not in the showmance. They're a juicier target than her. But the fact that she's voting with them again after the knowledge of like, oh, they probably know each other came out, she's probably right up there in terms of targets with them. So that is dangerous for her for sure. If she could, she should be trying to do what Nick is doing, I think, because I think she could get away with it because Holly would still vouch for her and she could still pretend to be in with the other side, but not happening there. And I agree that, you know, if you are going to be voting Jack out next to Jackson, then you should just come out and say it right away and spend that time trying
to rip the Band-Aid off,
recover before next week.
Because like, time heals everything in the Big Brother house. So like, if you tell them now, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, hey, you know, I feel like Kat has a reason too, just to say, look, you guys are obviously closer than I am. But I mean, like, I have to get rid of Jack here because the four of you are tight. It's obvious from the outside that you care about him, that he's important to you in the game. I'm talking Kat talking to Christy. Christy, you are important to me in the game, but with Jack in the game, I feel like I have to share you a little bit. Like, this just isn't going to work. I have to get rid of him. And Jackson is a more volatile presence. He'd be an easier out later on in the game, where Jack is totally charming. And there's a million reasons why that she could rationalize this away. But anyways, I'm getting ahead of
it. Which is again why I don't understand. Like, Kat was one of the people who pitched like the idea. Kat was the person that pushed Jackson versus Jack onto Jess. And just like Nick wants the veto to be used on Jackson so he doesn't get exposed, Kat shouldn't want Jackson on the block, because if it's Jackson versus Sis, or if it's Jack versus Sis, or Jack versus Tommy, or whatever, then Kat doesn't have to expose herself. Yep. And she's in a much better spot. But she
don't
really
think about stuff like this.
I know. She really wanted Jackson up there for whatever reason.
Right. This is the subtleties of Big Brother. When you're thinking about when your ally has power and you're giving them, you know, ideas, of course, Jack Jackson, easy, no muss, no fuss. You're like, fine, we saw that 2 weeks ago, let's do it again. But there are reasons to consider why you would not want him on the block. Of course, there were a zillion reasons why, from Jess's point of view, because of the former Diamond Power veto that was in play. But from Kat's point of view, to have the right person on the block gives you cover so you don't have to be exposed. Same for Nick. Neither one of them thought about this, apparently, when they were giving Jess ideas about nominees.
Yeah, it's so weird because I keep going like... Kat is such a conundrum of full of dichotomy between decent gameplay and just like, what are you doing? Like, why are you volunteering for the block?
Right.
But you're in a good spot.
She does.
But why are you putting Jackson on the block? But right. Yes, it's like
she has good acumen for the game, I feel like, but there are other times where it's like she just does stuff for shits and giggles. It's like, well, what was that? Well, where did that come from? You know what I mean? Because, like, again, this is the person that I knew was going to be cast on the season. And my friend, who I feel like is a Big Brother fanatic, coached her up on, you know, here are some basics that you need to account for. And one of the things that she told her was, like, you know, if there's somebody in the house that has never been on the block before, that everybody loves, and everybody would feel bad for if they went on the block, i.e. Tyler from last season, put that person up and get them out of the house, because they probably have deals with everybody in the house and they're double playing everybody. And so I do expect that to come to the fore as the game progresses, and it might even come up later on today.
Yes. And she talks about, like, she comes out to Holly and Jackson about being a fan of the show. She says she's actually been watching for a long time, which is not something that she said in her pre-show interviews. And I believe it was you that said that she wasn't a fan of the show based on your knowledge.
I have no idea what the truth is. I have no idea.
It's so strange. And then there's also the situation with the, like, supposed maybe boyfriend, but not, like, it's
I don't
so
care about
weird.
That. Yeah, I don't care about it. Yeah, I hear
she's
you.
She's full of contradictions.
Full
this
of contradictions. We don't even know what's real, but Kat, we love you. At least
who,
I do.
Who is the real Kat?
Who's the real Kat? Please stand up. Anyway, well, look, it's important that this conversation, I know we're making jokes, but this conversation with Crispy is very important to me, because Kat is going on about her, you know, I need to vote for a game and I don't want to do so for personal reasons. And I'm also scared about, you know, who did what last week, everything about what happened the night that Sam was evicted, that whole fight that went down, that was all real to Kat. She felt really threatened in that. She felt like there was a possibility she might go home. You could even hear it in her voice during her eviction speech that night, that she might actually be going home. So she's like, who started that? Where was the flip coming from? It's important to note that Christy is basically blaming everything on Jack and Tommy and Sis, and pretending like she had nothing to do with it. And of course, Kat's like, but I don't know who to believe, because other people are telling me different things. And, you know, it's very frustrating that I'll have to wait till I get home to find out what was the truth. Basically telling Christy, I don't believe you. And it's at this point in time where I believe that Christy makes one of her worst mistakes in the game, where she says to Kat, well, you know, you have to obviously take your time to think about this, and I expect you to look at all the angles and everything. Having said that, if you don't vote for Jackson to leave the game, it will really look odd and will confirm to me my suspicions that you and Holly know each other, because it would totally go against your stated values, Kat. Now, of course, she didn't say it as condescendingly as I'm saying it.
We need to Christy-ify this. Okay, yeah. So what happened? She was like, I don't even want to say this, Kat, but if you voted to keep Jackson, that would be really weird. And I think that would confirm to me that you do know Jackson and Holly. I don't even want to say it that, but it's how I feel. I mean, it confirms it for me. That's what I feel.
Yeah, well, you know, and then Christy's crying just literally stops. It's like on off. It's like an on off switch. Okay. And like I said, this is a huge mistake by Christy, because I mean, there's a million reasons why. But Kat is the kind of person you have to be a little bit more delicate with. And Christy does know that. She even tells that to Tommy later on in the day. But she was not delicate when she talked to her. Basically, she told her, like, look, it was a threat. That's the thing. It was a threat from Christy. If you don't vote the way that you're that I'm telling you to vote right now, then I am not going to be very happy with you. I.e., you could end up at the top of my list. And Kat totally gets it. By the way, Jessica was in the room as they were having this conversation as well. That should be noted. They both heard it. Kat discusses this part of the conversation later on with Jessica and is like, I couldn't believe it when she said that. Jessica was like, I wanted to say something, but I decided to keep my mouth shut. Kat's like, how dare she? How dare she tell me how to vote? Again, Christy is somebody who has had her way for every flipping week of this game. She does not know how to handle it very well when things don't go her way.
Yes. Jess in this conversation is also going to be chiming in like, you know, it wouldn't be that bad for you if Jack left. Like, think about it. Like, you know, is it really that? And Christy's like, yeah, it would. I'd be screwed. It's like she's not buying it. She's like, I'm you're not easing me into this. Like, I'm not letting you off the hook. If you guys do this, that is a move against me. Like, that's basically the message that she's selling here. And it she is unfortunately for her, all season long, she has been able to use that sort of intimidation to get her way. Not going to work this time around. And so so that's the message there. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Jack, Sis, and Tommy are talking downstairs about how, hey, Christy's blaming us for this flip. Like, it's almost like they knew exactly what Christy was saying upstairs. Christy's blaming us for this flip, but she was a part of it.
And Tommy brings this up. This is important to me as well. Tommy brought this up. He was the one who was sitting with Jack and Sis and was like, you know, the thing that's not really sitting right with me is that through this whole thing, we're getting the blame from Christy. She's blaming us. She's getting off scot-free. And she was totally a part of the flip. She's saying that she had nothing to do with it. I'm like wondering, is this where Tommy has hit, you know, the rubber meets the road? Is he literally starting to be done with Christy and feel like she is more of an anchor in his game, on his game, and not afloat?
Yeah, I think he's ready to press that eject button, and I think he should. I think that, you know, we can talk about Tommy, and I'm sure we'll talk about it in more detail on the roundtable coming up tomorrow night. But he is in a precarious spot at this point, and I do think that there is a path out of it for him, because like I said, it's a very fluid house, and I do think he has the ability to do well in this fluid house, but I do think he needs to drop Christy in order to make it happen. So we'll see where that goes. That could be very interesting. Christy is going to come down and say, hey, you know, Kat is acting like she might not vote with us. She's like, I don't understand. This should be a no-brainer for her. They're starting to get concerned about this. They're, you know, talking crap about Kat and like what's going on. Jack at one point is like, man, if they all come together and vote me out, then they would be in a pretty good spot. And Sis is like, yeah, but they're not going to. And Jack is like, if I see it, then they see it. And that's
say what
no
you
good.
Want. Say what you want about Jack. He's an ass, whatever. We don't like him. He's a douche. He's one of the most condescending guys I've ever seen on my television. But he's a good sport about this. I feel like he was doing better with gripping the fact that he might be going home, better than Tommy, better than Sis, certainly better than Christy. He's like, look, like I might be out of here. And if I see it, then they have to see it. And I was pleased that there wasn't more venom coming from him in this particular part of the conversation.
Yeah, there was a little bit of like, you know, hey, if I go, I go, which was like, oh, he's being cool about it. You know, then they gamed me. They gamed me. And that's just how it goes. And, you know, I'm just trying to play my own game. And I don't game people personally. That's not part of my right. repertoire. But
that was the part I tried to forget about and just not even think about, where he was claiming how much integrity he has and loyalty, and that he just wants to be himself and blah blah blah. So
yeah.
By the way, go ahead.
I feel I was saying this on the stream yesterday. I feel like Jack in the jury, and he's going to be the foreman of the jury. He's going to be the first one there. I feel like he is either going to be like cool dude Jack, like, look, I got, what am I going to do? I got to respect the game. Or I think he's going to be like full Shane or Frank, like super, super bitter. I don't think there's any in between for Jack. I think that he's either going to
be the former.
I hope so. I think that's the facade he wants to give at the very least. And so I'm hoping that that he is a lot more calm about things.
Is this the conversation that Jackson was listening outside the door for?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
So Jackson had been listening, he had been listening before Christy arrived. He listened
before
a little
Christy
bit
arrived.
After Christy arrived. And so, so while that conversation is happening as well, before we get to the Jackson stuff, Cliff talked to Holly. They talked about the vote. Cliff makes sure that she's on board to keep Jackson. And that's because Nick approached him saying that he doesn't think Holly is on board with them. He said, yeah, Nick seemed uncertain about your vote. And Holly's like, no.
Well,
it's
the same thing. They're both doing the same thing. Both Holly and Nick, I'm not even going to talk about Kat, but both Holly and Nick have disclosed to the foursome, Christy and company, that they're promising to vote with them, that they're going to vote Jackson out of the game. So then they're hearing that the other one has promised the other side that they will vote with them. So they're like, so when that news comes back, Holly's like, but I heard that Nick is saying that he's going to vote, you know, with them. And then Nick's coming back saying, but I heard that Holly is saying that she's going to vote with them. And of course, they're both telling, you know, Cliff and company, Jess and company, I should say, that they're going to vote with them. So it's very hard to tell from their point of view who's telling the truth and who's not. Of course, we know that from all outside appearances, it looks like all three of them are going to vote Jack out of the house on Thursday. And I certainly expect that he will go home.
Yes. Holly is also going to be, I think, like the third person to give Cliff the heads up. Hey, Christy, Tommy, Sis, they're targeting you.
They're your head,
Jack,
on a platter.
Yeah, Jack, too. Yep. Like, they are coming for you. Cliff is like, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? Yeah. I got 2 weeks.
Yes. I think Cliff is recognizing, too, that, like, they're coming for me now, but just wait until this vote goes down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So Jackson, having listened in on the conversation with Christy, Jack, Sis, and Tommy, to multiple points of it, he also talks to Cliff and he says, man, they're coming for you. They talked to, because they were talking about votes and how, what votes they might need. Who should they approach? Should they try to get Nicole? Should they maybe approach Cliff? Jack is like, oh, I hate having to talk to Cliff, though. And so Jackson is like, hey, they're going to come approach you, but they don't even want to. They hate having to, but your vote might matter. Cliff says, don't even worry about it. I am definitely voting to keep you, and I'm going to keep them in the dark.
Yeah, and Jackson also relates to Cliff at this point. Jackson does a good job, I feel like, of trying to tell people what they need to hear as somebody that they are possibly going to keep in the game, telling Cliff, you know, hey, look, I'll be with you. You're not on my target list. I'm targeting Christy, Tommy, Sis. Those are the people that I'm going after. I like you, Cliff. You're a good guy. I feel like he's saying good things. He also does some good work later on with Nicole. So I like what Jackson's doing. I know some people were worried about him. And again, he could go off the farm at any time and do something stupid. But right now, I feel good.
Yes. And so another thing to note about Cliff and his relationship with Tommy and Jack, the feeds cut away from it for whatever reason. But earlier in the day, there was a conversation between Cliff and Tommy where they were like ironing out their differences. We saw on the leaked footage from the feeds that they got into it, and Tommy was calling Cliff a liar. And so Cliff was sort of expanding on what he was talking about and trying to clear up the air about that whole situation. And for all intents and purposes, I believe that it worked. I think that he has gotten slightly better terms with Tommy, and then Tommy went and told Jack about it, and then there's a lot of this that we didn't see throughout the day. But Jack then later approached Cliff about it and said, "Hey, Tommy told me about your talk earlier. Everything's cleared up. I totally get it." And Cliff is like, "Oh, I'm so glad. You know, I was getting kind of annoyed because, you know, things were getting misconstrued, and I want the truth out there." So Yeah, that's Clip another does thing.
Good job. I'll be Clip's cheerleader for a second. And obviously, Twitter has a field day with criticizing you for how many times you defend Clip on this podcast. So I will say that Clip has done a really good job. The great thing I can say about Clip is that he doesn't get too upset. He doesn't get too emotional at anything that happens in the Big Brother house. It's like Jinx Monsoon on RuPaul's Drag Race, you know, like water off a duck's back. He literally, nothing bugs him. And so I feel like that it's a very good mindset to have for dealing with some of these crazy personalities in the house.
Yes, and it comes in handy, and we'll talk about that later in the night. So in the meantime, there's a lot of this stuff happening at once. So then Nicole, yep. Holly, Jess, and Kat are up in the HOH room, and they're talking about Christy and what was happening with Christy. And Kat explains that, yeah, Christy said that if I vote to keep Jackson, then that confirms that we know each other. They joke about how absurd it is that that she might actually know Holly and Jackson. Like, we don't want to get into details, but that would be awkward if we knew each other. So yeah, it is awkward.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. It is awkward. Yes. I think. Yeah. I wonder if it was it again these conversations. There was so much on the feeds. I got to basically watch that the second half of the night live because I was at work, and then I went back and rewatched many of the flashpoints earlier in the day. And because of that, my timeline gets a little skewed sometimes. Wasn't this a conversation where Holly floated the idea that Tommy and Christy might know each other? Like, I wonder if they have a previous relationship in the game, or that might have been later on, but I know at some point she's talked about that.
Yes, you're right. I'm not sure which conversation it was, but I believe Holly was talking to Jackson alone about it.
Okay. All right.
And she floated the idea that Christy talks about her best friend a lot, and she was like, what if that best friend is actually Tommy?
Yeah,
you're getting there.
You're getting there, yeah. Close to the cigar.
Yes. There's no way they're going to predict that it's Tommy's aunt is her ex, right? So
bizarre. Again, how did this happen?
Yeah. So they're talking about that. Jess says, you know, she saw a side of Christy that she did not know existed in that conversation when Christy threatened Kat. There it is. Finally, Jess is starting to see the real Christy. And Nicole, this is when Nicole chimes in, like, maybe I shouldn't say this. Maybe this is going to tank my game. But I got really frustrated and upset during the veto competition because Cliff had volunteered to go clear up the arrows. I guess they were throwing arrows or whatever it was.
You had
to
go
clear them from the course, so to speak. Yes. And Cliff volunteered to do that, and he's got an injured leg, and so he's limping up there. And she was like, every time he went up there, Christy and Sis were like nudging each other and giggling and making fun of him. And it so bothered me. I was so upset about it. And she starts crying. Like, she is, it really, really pissed her off. And I was just like, my heart goes out to Nicole. I love her.
Yeah, she's like my sister. She's got a tender heart, Nicole. She really doesn't suffer fools with these idiot people. She's so over Christy and Sis. And also, Jack was also making fun of Cliff at various points. I'm sure a lot of this happened after they had been eliminated early in the competition, because obviously they got the three shittiest things, so they were probably the first three or four to be eliminated, so they knew they weren't going to win the veto and were obviously in a really bad mood.
Yeah, Jack had made fun of the way that that Cliff walked. Jack famously likes to make fun of the way people walk.
Yes.
Did so to David earlier in the season in a very unfortunate and terrible way.
Yes.
He also did a version of Cliff's walk in a small group setting. That might have been why Christy and Sis were laughing, actually, because they were recalling the way that that Jack made fun of Cliff's walk.
Exactly. And Nicole really is, she's beside herself about this. She's like, I've never seen Nicole get this angry in the house over something. But she was like, a 50-year-old guy, you're literally making fun of him with has a wife and kids at home. Like, he's doing the best he can, never has a crossword to say about anybody. Like, he's outplaying you. Sorry, if you want to get rid of him, put his ass up on the block and win a competition. Oh wait, you already tried to do that two times and it didn't work. See ya. Whatever. So
Yeah. Yes. And so while I will say that Jess, her eyes are starting to open to Christy, she had a very strange reaction when Nicole was alone with her and explained the situation again and how upset it made her. Like, Jess was just like staring off into space and completely ignoring everything Nicole said, and then like changed the topic. Like, she was also trying to like come up with excuses for them potentially. Like, she is not, while she is like, I saw another side of Christy, she is not willing to go full anti-Christy yet.
Not willing to go full anti-Christy yet. Also, by the way, I saw Doom Tribe, your comment in the chat about Jack earlier, since we were talking about Jack, when I predicted that he would not be a bitter juror. Doom acknowledges the fact that, or brings up the fact that Jack still talks about Kemi every other day in the house. He's still bitter about Kemi and all his goings on that he had with her. So we're expecting him to be a not bitter juror. I don't think so. To which I say, that Doom, that was just Jack and his casual racism. That happens all the time with him. So.
Yeah, it's a different thing, to be honest.
Different kind of thing, to be honest. Like, he's casually racist all the time. Like, that's just how it is. Sorry. Anyway.
So they also start talking up there about Nick and how they are worried about him. They don't really know where he stands. So this is when Nicole says, look here, my theory is that I think that Nick wants to be in good with both sides. And so he's hanging out with them, but he's promising us things. And what he wants is to be able to vote to keep Jack in the house, even though he knows the votes will fall against Jack. And then Jack will go home and Nick will be able to say, oh, I voted for Jack. I tried. And so he'll be good with them and he'll be good with us because he's been promising us things. And so he's good with both sides. That's my theory on where Jack stands, says Nicole. Jess, not pleased with that theory. Jess is like, well, then maybe I should just put Nick on the block. Maybe I should just use the veto and put Nick on the block.
Which, let's stop right here. And this makes no sense whatsoever. I mean, I don't mind if she wants to put Nick on the block, whatever. I mean, that would be bad for her game and it would, but it would keep Jackson safe. And I think would probably guarantee that the right result happened here, meaning Jack goes home. However, let's just consider if you're not sure where Nick stands and you want to out him, you want to expose him, putting him on the block is the last thing you want to do because that forces him to sit on the block, meaning he doesn't have a vote. You want to give him the chance to vote. By the way, I do think that Nicole had it right in determining what Nick is trying to do here. Obviously, really shabbily and not good at all. On the other hand, Jess really confuses me in that, like, she's going to say later on in the day that there are no sides, that she's good. And like, well, so which is it then? Like, I mean, you want them to be on your side, but yeah, there are no sides. Like, they're just people who are playing the game. I mean, God bless her. I'm gonna give her a better score on Monday, and I feel good about her. But she's an odd duck, Taryn.
Yeah, I think the thing here with Jess is that she's making the move that we want to see and she's winning competitions. And so, like, we're very pleased with Jess, but she's still the same player we saw in the last 5 weeks. Like, she hasn't changed. But, she's just making the move we want to see. Right.
So, but the big thing, though, is that I feel like she has winner equity now.
Yes.
I do not feel like
yes,
that before.
Exactly.
And that is a big part of why her score was so low.
Yeah, exactly. It's because now that she's won competitions, she's made moves. She is the perspective of her has changed in the house and her position has changed, but she's still the same player at the core.
And so
now she's sort of like, we're starting to look at her differently. And now she's starting to be judged on the same level that we judge some other players that we have higher expectations for. And in my eyes, she's failing that higher level of standard of play with a few different things, not only the nominations themselves, but this idea that maybe she should put Nick up. She's so cavalier about saying that she wants to put Nick on the block. She still trusts Christy too much. And so she talks about all of this. So Cliff comes in. And they ask him about where Nick stands because they were talking about Cliff and how he was asking Holly about where her vote was because Nick had told him that he wasn't sure where Holly's vote was. And so they were like, you know, where does Nick stand? He's like, he seems confused about where Holly stands. They're kind of skeptical. Nicole says, oh, well, should I tell him my theory about Nick? And Jess says, OK, my theory. Jess says, my theory is that I think that Nick wants to be, he wants to He wants to play this.
He wants to play Big Brother.
He wants to play their side, and he wants to tell them that he wants to tell them that Jack, he wants Jack to stay, and then he wants to tell us that he wants Jack to go, and then he's going to vote. He's going to vote to evict Jackson, and then Jack is still going to go, and she's like, she's struggling. Why is she really saying terrible. This was her theory?
That was terrible. You had no likes in there whatsoever, Taryn.
I'm sorry. I needed more likes.
5,000 more likes in there to do a good impression of Jess. Oh, my God. I couldn't. Look, this is hilarious that she was doing this.
But I was so annoyed.
Nicole
literally was like, should I tell him my theory? And Jess is like, my theory?
My theory? I feel like it was me on the round table interrupting you. I have something to say. How dare you?
So she explains the theory. Cliff says he can see that, but as long as everyone in the room is on the same page and they're solid, then he feels good. He was like, I came up here, I was worried that we were gonna have to use the veto to make sure that Jack went home, but if we are all good here, then I feel confident. I like this group. I am totally with you guys. I'm really, really happy about this. And they're happy about it too. They're all excited. They all are going to vote to evict Jack. That means they have at least four. It doesn't matter what Nick does. They talk about trying to keep Nick in the dark about where their votes lie to see where his true loyalties are, if he actually votes with them or if he votes against them.
So I have a question. What do you think the actual vote will be on Thursday night?
I think Nick will vote with them. I believe him. Yeah.
I think it'll be 5-3. Although I would love to see Jess break a tie. But I don't think Nick's going to play it that cute. I think he's going to vote to evict Jack.
I will say, though, and we'll talk about the conversation between Christy and Tommy later in the night. I think that as they discover more and more that they are on the wrong side of this vote, I think that Tommy in particular, but probably Christy as well, they will try to work their way in somewhere, and they might actually end up voting against Jack. So I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. If they know the votes aren't there, that they decide to flip over somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't think, given these three, because there's three pieces on the game board that are all telling them in various ways and to various degrees of certainty, we're definitely with you. And and they need two of those people in order to make it so that Jess can't break a tie. So, you know, getting certainty from two of those three people, I feel like it's a hard ask. So I do not expect that they will vote against Jack on Thursday. I think that they will vote for him to stay, Jack I'm talking about. And I think it'll be 5-3. We'll see.
Well, we'll see. So Nick ends up coming up to the HOH room after Cliff leaves, and they ask him what he's doing. What's going on? Where's your head at? Nick says, we're voting Jack out, right? Like, that's the plan. Yeah. We're voting Jack out. Well, what do you mean? What am I doing? And they're like, well, I don't know. What do you think? He's like, what do you mean? Are we not voting Jack out? And just like, maybe, I don't know. What are your
they
thoughts?
They should just come out and ask him. Like, I mean, I think they eventually they get around to it, but they should just like call him out on his bullshit. Nicole tells him later on, obviously, this is what people are worried about with you, Nick. But just come out and be a little bit more direct about it. I feel like the Jess was playing it too, a little bit too cute here.
Way also, too cute.
Way too cute, obviously. I don't know. People don't like it in Big Brother when you're getting away with things that they are not getting away with. And what's happening right now that Nick should recognize is that he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, where these other people on either side of him just have cake. And they don't like it that he gets to eat it too. So he's got to be a little bit more forceful about, look, I'm definitely with you guys, and being honest about what he's doing, because not only is he telling the other side, with Christy and company, that I'm voting with you, he's also hanging out with him to a fair degree, hanging out with Tommy a lot, hanging out with Tommy close to the point where people do not trust him necessarily.
Right. But the way to handle somebody that's playing both sides is not to tell them that you don't trust them and push them to the other side, unfortunately, which is what Jess does in this conversation, where he's like, well, I think it makes sense to take out Jack, right? Like, I think we should take Jackson down to ensure that we have the votes to make sure he doesn't leave.
That should be her telltale sign. He's going to vote with them.
Because otherwise the other side might have the votes to keep Jack. And both Kat and Jess are like, what? Other side? Kat is like, why do people keep saying other side like there's sides? And Jess is like, yeah, sides? I don't know what you're talking about. Who said sides?
Where like, sides? I both wanted to just put them on mute. It's like, again, what are you talking about? There's obviously a side. You know that these people were trying to flip Holly's HOH. You know that four of these six people were part of the six. And now it's a 4-2 split of the six because of the fight that Jack and Jackson got into that you all happened to see. It's not like you didn't see it. It was, you had ringside seats to watch it. So I don't understand how they don't see that all these people are against them. They all, I'm talking about Sis, Tommy, Christy, they all want to keep Jack in the house. He is their leader. Obviously, we know Christy's more the leader, but they think that Jack is the leader. So they want to keep him in the house. They should know that that's a side of the house. And they are specifically against Jackson right now, who is what Jess and company want to keep. So you can call it what you want. I guess this is just lingo that they don't want to specifically
they're trying to hide the fact that they're working together because they want to test Nick to see where he falls. And so from Nick's perspective, he thinks that they're creating an outsiders alliance that are becoming the majority. And he's like working. He's trying to work with them. He's just not hanging out with them. He's also playing both sides a bit. And he's willing to admit that to a certain degree.
I don't think he did it enough, though. I feel like he needs to like own it more. Look, I'm just trying to make sure that these people are here.
And that's what he says to Nicole later, but they don't even ask him about that. He's just like, they're asking him like, where are you going to vote? And he's like, so he's trying to be like, hey, like we're working together. Like we're building something. Right. And their response is, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
What? Sides? Alliances? Six? Four? I don't know what you're talking about, Nick.
I feel like he's a better player than Jessica is, in my view.
Sure.
I feel like he should know, okay, when they're giving you this kind of attitude that he has to realize I've been hanging out with Tommy and Jack quite a bit. I probably am not looking, I'm probably looking shady to the people that I want to work with. I need to do a better job of that. I feel like although he did come clean later on to Nicole, he should have, basically he needed to draw Jessica a picture with crayon and he didn't do it.
Yeah, and well, I think like his response to this is I'm now nervous that like what's happening. He does recognize that something's very wrong here, and so his response is like, well, look, do you not want Jack to go? Like I want to do whatever you want. I'm on your side. Yeah. I'm with you. Whatever you want to do. And Jess says, well, I don't know. I want to do whatever the majority wants. And Nick is like, but okay, look, but if we do this move, then we're the majority moving forward.
Yeah.
And Jess says, no, I don't want it to be like that. No. Whoever plays game. That's what I'm trying to do. Hold on. Let's get through Jess's quote here. If anybody feels Jack's a threat, vote out Mickey. I don't care. If the majority wants Jack, either way, I don't care. And Nick is like, I just want to do what you want to do, Jess. I'm with you. And Jess says, no, I just want vote out the biggest threat. That's what I want.
So do you think that she's scared that she's getting blamed for stuff that he's not going to get blamed for? I kind of felt like that's what was happening.
What she said she wanted to do was she wanted to be vague with him so that she didn't tell him what to do. And so she thinks that she's like, oh, you're not going to trick me into telling you what to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do. And I'm going to see if you know the right answer. And it's very, very silly because she's literally just telling him straight up she doesn't trust him. And when Jack goes home, those people are like, if Nick has to look at these people who pushed him away, who don't trust him, versus these other people that are now on the outs and need numbers, like, he's going to just run over to the other side because he obviously has no spot on the side of the outsiders anymore. So that's what Nicole is going to talk to Nick about. Nick is like, what is going on? Because that was really weird. Like, I'm talking to Jess and she's acting like she doesn't want Jack to go home anymore. But Jack needs to go. Like, what's happening here? And Nicole says, yeah, they're worried about you. They're worried about you. Nicole and Nick have been developing a relationship. We saw some of it in the leaked footage. Nicole says, yeah, they're worried about you hanging out with the other side so much. And Nick is like, oh, I mean, what? Like, look, if you guys hung out downstairs, I'd hang out. I just won't like hanging up upstairs because you're so far, you're isolated from everyone. Like, I want to hang out with everyone. Like, I'm sorry if I'm hanging out with them too much, but like, what am I going to do? And Nicole's like, I understand completely. Like, you're playing your own game. That's what I tried to tell them. I was defending you. And all that. He's like, well, they're not like, are they going to like make a move against me? And Nicole was like, she was like, what, Nicole? She was like, Nick, you don't screw me over here. Like, you know, I trust you, but like, they're getting in my head and I'm worried that maybe, should I trust you, Nick? And he's like, yes, you can trust me. And Nicole's like, yeah, I mean, you can't tell them, but like, Jess did say that she was thinking about putting you on the block. And he was like, what?
What? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Why would she do that?
Yeah, I know. Well, she's doubting your loyalty, Nick. I feel like you just did a little bit too good of a job playing Big Brother, where you're playing both sides. And of the three that they're most concerned about, you were the most believably on the side of Christie and company. So that's why they're feeling nervous. I'm glad at the end of the day, spoiler alert, this plan got shut down, at least for the time being. Obviously, we have a whole day to go until the veto ceremony. And there's a little bit of Jessica having HOHitis setting in, I believe. So you never know what could happen with these people. But I feel like we nipped it in the bud. And Nicole is there to campaign for him.
Yes. And like, this is one of the reasons why these outsiders could not get their shit together
really
for so long. Because they're a lot of them are really bad at this game. You know, like Nick is bad, Jess is bad. The combination of the two is just really, really bad. Like, they are so firmly on the same side and they can't even like communicate at all.
They're like the Three Stooges, like, you know, where they're just like, they have no idea what they're doing. Jackson would say that they have their thumb up their ass the entire time. They literally don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. So Nicole says, look, I was defending you. I'm still with you. They are developing this bond. Nick is really annoyed, though, at the whole situation. He says, Christy's the one that's playing both sides, not me. Like, I'm just telling them what they want to hear. I'm just downstairs and I'm forced to hang out with them. Nicole says she understands. He's just playing his own game. She doesn't blame him for it. You know, Holly's doing the same thing. Kat's doing the same thing. They shouldn't be blaming Nick for doing this, too. The difference between Holly, Kat, and Nick is that Holly and Kat are hanging out with everyone else, which is exposing them to the people downstairs, but it also is hanging out. Who you hang out with is huge.
It really is. It is such a big deal. I talked about at the beginning of the podcast, like, just look at who everybody's hanging out with, and you basically see where the votes are. Come on.
Yeah. But this led me to sort of look forward, right? So I want to briefly flash forward in the game, because the whole house is changing. Jack goes home this week. Christy's the more likely target heading into next week. I know that Kat has talked about preferring to target Tommy, but she's kind of the only one who thinks that. Everyone else wants to target Christy first. So assuming that Christy likely goes next week, then we have a situation where Tommy and Sis are left. And then the rest of the house is Jackson, Holly, Kat, and Jess, who I believe will become a foursome. And I think they'll be against Nick, Cliff, and Nicole. I think that's the new sort of split that happens, because, you know, obviously Holly, Kat, and Jackson are a trio. They have Jess. So I think they're going to be the new big supergroup, and Cliff, Nicole, and Nick are going to have to work on the outside, and they may have to then bring in people like Tommy or Sis, depending on who's left over from that other group, if they want to continue to fight. Otherwise, those other people are going to run away with it. It's a trio with Jess as a good competitor who's going to be their pawn, essentially. And I do believe Jess would be loyal to them. Jess is loyal to Kat. Way more so than to Nicole, in my opinion. So I think that's the future of this season. It's that group versus the Cliff, Jess, and Nick. So Cliff, Jess, and Nick need to remain on the same page, and so far they are.
So far they are, and I do feel like that in that instance, it would be relatively easy for Nick and Nicole and Cliff to bring in Tommy. I don't know about Tommy and Cliff in an alliance or working together, but Nick and Tommy have a good relationship, even besides what happened last night with the little footy thing happening. But the whole season, they've had a good relationship together. And Sis, I don't know. What's she going to do when nobody's holding her hand? By the way, something else that I thought about last night was, how glorious it's going to be to have Sis in the house and not have a boy toy to play around with. She's like, what's her identity going to be? Like, I mean, Doorstop doesn't have a boyfriend. She doesn't have a boy toy. What will be her storyline moving forward? I have no idea, Taryn.
Yeah. So you mentioned it. Let's just briefly bring out, because this is a very strange thing. Maybe you'll understand it more than I do. But Nick has been fondling.
Yes.
Tommy with his foot, like not in a subtle way, in a way that they're like talking about it. And it's very like just very out in the open.
Yep. So it's kind of weird. Not really weird to me, but like again, I have said from the beginning of the season, Nick's kind of the kind of guy who really doesn't give an F. It's a boat for any port, so to speak, and he's ostensibly a straight guy, but he'll flirt with anybody. And I have in my younger days had straight guys do this sort of thing, although not to the extent of what's happening in the Big Brother house, where they'll like purposely try to turn me on in a he's sort of
trying like, to go full way. He's like, hey, I'm, you know, a 10 hut. Like we're trying to give you some girth.
Yeah,
here.
Because this is what you like. Right. Right, Brent. Like, so I feel like that's kind of where it's coming from with Nick. And obviously Tommy's hard up, no pun intended, in the Big Brother house with nobody else to play with. So, is he going to turn this down? If somebody wants to give him a foot robe on any part of his body, then, you know, who cares? To be clear, I know some people,
it, you know,
people are talking about, they call him No Boundaries Nick on Twitter. I will say this, though, that I was like beating the drum for JC's perverted bullshit last season on Big Brother 20, because the fact that Tyler had his eyes closed or was asleep at various times throughout the season and JC did what he did. Obviously, I was very much complaining about that. And I feel like I was in the right about that. However, this is an entirely different instance. They have a relationship together, not that kind of a relationship, but they have a friendship together that has obviously involved flirting in the past. They were talking about tops and bottoms the other day, and Nick was like humping Tommy through the blanket and trying to, you know, just fooling around in the Big Brother house. And so in this instance, Tommy is I won't say a willing participant, but I guess I will say a willing participant, because he's laying there. He's taking it. He enjoys it, or hasn't said anything negative about it whatsoever. So it's just not even in the same universe as what happened last season. And I just want to make that clear.
All right. Well,
in my opinion,
So something to keep track of, especially as the, you know, the Nick and Tommy relationship has developed. And I do think that it will continue to be important moving forward in the future of the direction of the season. So speaking of Tommy, Tommy got his punishment. He is I forget what they called him. It was like the BB Explorer or something.
Yeah.
He's dressed like a spaceship.
What? Who said that?
He has a helmet.
Yes.
And it's
a big helmet.
Yeah, it's shaped like, whoa, something that Nick would want to put his foot on.
Yeah, apparently.
And it's apparently actually pretty heavy. It's very tall, and he has to wear it at all times. He can only take it off when he's showering or when he's sleeping. And that's actually like, that's a really bad, like, I tweeted this out. I think this might be the worst costume punishment they've ever had. He has to wear it for an entire week all the time. That's gonna like really strain his neck. He said it was hurting even just like soon after he came out.
Look, he totally deserves this too, because as you're going to learn later on tonight, or I'll just tell you right now, Tommy learns that Kat is waffling about whether or not to vote out Jack or Jackson, and he's like, what? But I gave her the trip to Hawaii. Like, we paid for that vote, basically, is what he's saying. Like, I gave her the trip so that I wouldn't take it away from her and so that she'd continue feeling good. How can she not do what we are asking her to do in a game for $500,000 when I gave her the freaking trip to Hawaii and I took the punishment? So he could have avoided the punishment, but he took it for two reasons. One, because he wanted to keep in good with Kat, but number two, because this is Tommy. He likes to put on a show, and this is gonna, he knows that the person who gets the costume punishment always gets loads of TV time. Think back to Paul and Big Brother 18 and whoever the hell's that, you know, something to do in the Big Brother house, a task in order to do. So I guarantee you there was a part of him that wanted the costume punishment so that he could get some airtime. So there's not one part of me that feels bad for him in getting stuck with this, which is definitely horrible.
Yes. And he also has like, what would you call them? Like little blast off trails around the midsection. Yes. It's a very funny looking costume. I will give him that.
Very odd. Who thought of this?
Yeah.
So the best part, like Taryn says, it's Big Brother rules. You can only take off the helmet when he's showering or when he's sleeping. Otherwise he has to wear it. And when Big Brother says mission control, he has to run to the storage room and find out what his mission is. And he can have three different missions. He can have the mission. He's traveling at the speed of light.
Where he has flashlights attached to his wrists, and he has to run into every single room and yell, "I'm traveling at the speed of light!" So that's one.
That's like the best one.
Yes.
That doesn't annoy people very much. The second one is I'm traveling at the speed of sound when he has these giant air horns. Oh my. Like, can you imagine that? Going to nine separate rooms in the house at
night?
They
keep malfunctioning, though.
That's true. I know that. Yeah, but Big Brother, the other thing is that he can be woken up day or night, so you never know when they're going to yell mission control. And the last one is, I'm traveling at the speed of smell. I don't know what crazy person thought of this, but he has like spray blasters that he gets to spray around the house and give everybody a bad smell. They said it smells like rotten cheese or I don't know what else, Taryn.
Yeah, they're like the flashlights that attach to his wrist, but they're full of like stink. And so stink.
It's like Stinkor from He-Man.
Yeah, and so he just goes around and he ran into the HOH room and just was like hanging out in there. And they were like, "Get out of here, Tommy!"
Right?
And he was just like doing like steps and like twirls and really, really messing with them.
As you're doing right now. I enjoy it. Thank you.
Really bad. Like Sis was like
really bad,
like really like trying to like throw up and it's, they give him these in the storage room, so the storage room now smells terrible.
And
he has to do this into every single room, and whenever they call him. So of course I'm sure they're going to do this in the middle of the night at some point.
They already did. Like he laid down. He was in bed for 5 minutes and then yelled it. I was living. I was like, yes. Oh, my God, yes.
And Tommy probably is the perfect person to do this because he has a lot of enthusiasm. He's not going to half-ass it and just be like, I'm traveling at the speed of... All right, so that's that. We don't know what Jackson or Jack's punishments are quite yet. They, I believe, are only going to last 24 hours. I think one of them is also going to affect the house. Like it's going to happen a lot. And then one of them is only individual potentially, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do you understand Jackson's punishment? He's going to be visited by the alien doctor. What the hell is this?
Right. So I think that's probably going to be like the, like somebody comes in and yells at you and follows you around for a while.
Okay. Maybe that's it. Maybe I got it mixed up. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So we'll find out. We'll find out soon. Okay. So late into the night, Jackson talks to Holly outside. They get the backyard back. They talk about, how they're like, Holly's like, I never would have guessed that I would be the one to jump ship from that group. But you know what? I should have known because that's how I was in school. I got along with the cool kids, but I never liked them. I hated my friends. I always wanted to hang out with the not cool kids. And yep. Jackson's like, yeah, me too. I am one of those kids on the inside. I used to be, and I still am one on the inside. And so, that's why I feel the same way. We're not real cool kids.
Yeah, they were, there's a little buyer's remorse on the part of both of them. I don't know if they realize how they're being, you know, depicted or perceived by the fans, but it did seem to me like they were blowing a lot of hot air, like, we defend the bullied in the Big Brother house. We hate it when people act like that. We don't want to be a mean girl, Holly's saying this. And there is a part of me that believes Holly, but Jackson's always been an ass. And I feel like that different levels of believability coming from both of them on that particular one.
My armchair psychologist opinion is that I do believe that Jackson used to be a kid that was bullied, and then he got real big and became what he hated. And but
that's
still
good
has,
news, Aaron, because in the Big Brother house, he's gotten big again.
But still has the mentality that that like, oh, no, but I'm not like those other ones that yeah. bullied me. And I think Holly is somebody that has always been very popular, who is just like a little bit more kind than some of the other people, and then like kind of gives herself that messiah complex right. a little bit.
The fact that she's a little bit older, I feel like, does help her. She can be a little bit more adult at various times, and I do feel like that will help her later in the game as well.
Yeah, because like she's trying to pretend like she was not involved in the stuff that all of the rest of them were doing, and she yeah. she was like, oh, I don't like who they make me, who I turn into when you know yeah. who they make me turn into. Like she does not like really taking responsibility.
Right.
So,
by the way, I don't know if we're gonna bring this up, so I want to bring this up right now. Jackson, like I said, he's been doing a good job, and the other thing that he did that I saw from Jackson was he talked with Nick. And he had a conversation with Nick where he was like letting him in on all of the dirty little secrets of the six, which I love the fact that, you know, Tommy and company think they have it made, but they are not realizing that Jackson and Holly are both on the outs now and are revealing things that they, meaning the six, have previously talked about. Obviously, Holly revealed the fact that they hate Cliff and are really targeting him. Jackson revealed to Nick the fact that they actually wanted Nick to win HOH this coming week, the meaning the week Jessica won HOH, so that he, meaning Nick, could target Cliff for them so they didn't have to do it and could look blameless in Cliff's eyes. And then once Cliff is gone, evict Nick the following week during the double eviction. So even though Jackson does have Nick's vote at this point, I am glad to hear that he is still campaigning to Nick to make sure that Nick knows the real tea on what's going on, because you can never be too sure.
Yes, Holly also talked about that with the women upstairs in the HOH room. They've been spilling as many secrets as they can from that six, even though not many people are bothering to ask many questions.
Yeah. By the way, just really quickly, I listened to your podcast yesterday with Liana, and I understood where you're coming from on Jessica's, you know, spiel that she had at the beginning of her HOH. Like, you know, there was a nine, there was an eight, there was a six. None of my business. Blah 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 blah. However, she is such a base level Big Brother player that I do feel in some ways that this was probably the way to go for her, to just keep it really freaking simple. Don't give her a lot of tons of extra information. But I hear you.
Of course, like I'm trying to elevate her status from like just so bad at the game. I'm trying to be like, hey, like let's be a little better at the game, because I still feel like she's in a bad spot, and because she has very little information herself, and she still trusts people like Christy. She still doesn't have much of that information.
Yes, that's true. All of that I agree with. I'll just say that I do, like I said, I feel like her winner equity has gone up, and in handling her HOH as she did, even though she repeated the same spiel to everybody, the one thing she didn't come off as was bitter. She didn't come off as bitter or that she was trying to be vengeful with these nominations. It was more just, well, this is what I have to do for my game. And so I do think that that will pay dividends for her in the end, because she is not somebody who's looked at as a mean girl. She's well liked by the house. And I do feel like if she gets to the end, that they'll remember how she handled this particular HOH. She got out a big player and she did it with civility and without a crossword said to anybody. So I'm trying here, Taryn. What do you want?
I will say that, I mean, of course, there were complaints that, like, oh, apparently she's mad that we left her out of the vote. And, like, you know, oh, apparently she's, you know, she did mention that she finds Jack to be very condescending, and he mansplains. And so he was very upset to hear that. So I would not say that that she came away from this particularly clean.
That's true. That's true.
Yes, yeah.
But I don't really care what they think, though.
So Jackson is going to talk with Nicole. We're getting to the end of the night here. They talk about working together. He talks about like, oh, I'm not even going to campaign against Jack. You know, I gave him my word. Day two. And even though he's done those things to me, I'm going to stay true to that word until he leaves the house. And
I like the Jackson. Very good.
And Nicole is like, oh, my God, Jackson, that's so honorable. You're such an honorable guy. You know, that's really great of you. Like, Nicole, it might be genuine. Might be her just playing him. Either way, it's what Jackson wants to hear. And after she leaves, Jackson's just like, sweet girl. Sweet girl.
Yeah, I well, first of all, there's a bazillion reasons why you want to get Jack out of the house. But the number one reason to me is that I do feel like in some ways Jackson represents to me the kind of player like Dallas on Big Brother Canada was. Rob has talked about this before. You've talked about this before. The kind of football player team mentality, go down with the ship, rather spin. What is that thing he says about rather stand on my feet than live on my knees or whatever the
I'd
hell.
I'd rather die on my knees.
Yeah, something like that. So I feel like he sees things in very black and white, and that's the kind of player you want to keep in the game, and that's the kind of player I want to have on my team. I like, if I'm a Big Brother player, I like players like Jackson, because even though he can be two-faced and he can be charming at various times, he is eminently more readable and easier to figure out in the game than somebody like Jack is. So always keep a guy like Jackson in the house.
Yes. And also, I think I don't think this was intentional, but it's very good that Christy is left in the game and they're taking Jack out instead of Christy, because I do think that Jack and Jackson could reunite, whereas me Christy too. And Jackson, much less likely. Nicole is going to talk with Kat. She explains a little bit more of what happened on Thursday. She says that when she was approached about the vote flip and then left, Jackson approached her and he was like, what were you guys talking about? And they had said, don't talk to Jackson. Don't let Jackson know. And so she was like, I don't know. He's right? Like, what do you mean you don't know? She's like, I don't know. He's like, wait, you don't know. You don't remember the conversation you just had. She's like, she's joking around about it. She's like, I should have said like, oh yeah, I've got a concussion. I got to go see the medic. I can't remember. that's apparently like, that is what tipped Jackson off to the vote flip and got him and Holly involved. I would imagine.
Which, by the way, I will say this too. I heard them talking later in the night. There are a couple of funny things that happened later in the night, but Jack was talking about the fact that they made Big Brother history, because apparently when they called for the first cut package in the house, which that's the point in time where Julie's talking about, you know, they come back from break and you see the house guests sitting on the couch, like at the beginning of the show when she says like that kind of thing. Remember, they were not sitting on the couch. They were in the storage room still talking. That apparently was very real. And it was a live shot, because they were not on the couch when they were supposed to be. They were still gaming at that point. And so that's why production really didn't know what was happening. I think this kind of thing with Kat ultimately being saved really happened in the last 5 minutes right before the show. I mean, it was that close. And God bless her, Kat, for being in there and getting in there and talking with them and making sure they heard her voice. You know who wasn't in there? Sam. Sam wasn't in there. He was standing on the outside as a voyeur instead of a player in the Big Brother game, and he paid with it by being evicted.
Yes. Finally, late in the night, Tommy and Christy talked very annoyingly in very quiet whispers.
Oh, before you bring this up, I thought when you said late into the night, I thought you were going to bring up the fact that Jackson finally disclosed to Holly that he uses deodorant on his ball sack.
Yes.
Somebody showed me this a couple of days ago on Twitter. They were like, Brent, did you see this? Because he literally like takes the stick and like puts it underneath the towel after he just gets out of the shower. And you're like, why do you do that? Like, no one's going to be down there unless they want to be down there.
Brent, it was after the endurance competition. He had just gone to the bathroom down there.
They don't want to get a big taste of deodorant in their mouth. And then someone sent me this really terrible. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. It was funny. So then he did it again last night, and apparently the cameraman behind the mirror laughed at him when he did that, and Jackson was annoyed about it, or chuckled. I can't really tell. He was probably annoyed, And he brought it up to Holly, and Holly was like, why are you talking about this? He's like, because the guy behind the mirror just laughed at me when I did it, when I put the deodorant down in my pants. And Big Brother, please do not talk about production. It was a fun moment. Let's talk about Tommy and Christy.
All right. Tommy and Christy, they talk late into the night. They talk about the fact that, like, Jack might be leaving. And if that happens, they are kind of screwed. And so where do they go from here? How do they get Jack to stay? Or what do they do if Jack goes? And they talk about, like, all right, so where do we go? Who do we make a deal with? Can we cut a deal with Jackson? Like, can we go back to him? Can we make that work? Can we go to Nicole? They bring up Cliff. Maybe Cliff is an option. Tommy has been working on his relationship with Cliff. Things are looking a little more positive. Cliff is somebody he's open to making deals. He's a flexible player. Maybe Cliff
is
the person.
Word.
Yeah, maybe Cliff is the person that they can go to if Jack leaves to make something happen. So this is, again, further indication to me that that this might be something we see in the future, where if the Jack, Holly, Kat, Jess group, gets too powerful, I could see the Cliff, Nicole, this kind of group merging with the remnants of this four.
Yes, this was a fun conversation to watch because it was just the two of them, and I feel like because of that, they didn't have Sis in the room, they didn't have Jack in the room, and I feel like when Jack and Sis are in the room, they have to talk a little bit more bold, Tommy's like, if Kat does this, if Kat doesn't vote with us, she's at the top of my list. Which is what he said. If you can believe that, the Cat would be at the top of Tommy's list if Jack goes home. And Sis is like, if Cat does this, I will tear her apart. I will rip her a new one. Which, of course, she's like Cody Calafiore. She's never done anything that she's ever said she was going to do in the Big Brother house in her Big Brother life. So that was typically what happens when they're all together. This was just a conversation with Christy and Tommy. I was glad to see that Tommy was at least like, you know what? If Jack goes, Jack goes, and we got to pick up the pieces. So even though I am not rooting for him personally, I can appreciate his strategic acumen, much like I did with Tyler. I didn't like Tyler at all last season on Big Brother, but I appreciated his strategic game and can root for that and commend him for his good moves. So I like the fact that they were thinking about this logically and with no real closed off plan. Like, it was like, can we go back to Jackson? Can we go to Cliff? Can we go to Nicole? Like, what do we need to do here? Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that when people have I'm not talking about like Nick, no boundaries. They have no boundaries insofar as who they can work with in the Big Brother game. I feel like that's when the Big Brother game is at its best.
Yes, I agree. I'm very excited. Very excited. I feel like the season is just wide open. I'm very happy about it. I'm looking forward to seeing where we go from here. I'm looking forward to even just like the roundtable survey tomorrow. Are people going to be much higher on the season? I'm hoping that we get at least a bit of a jump here because, it's just 1 week and, the field trip twist might come in and screw things up. Things might slow down again at some point, but at the very least, we have this moment and we have a lot to be optimistic for moving forward.
Yes, and I am really psyched that Jessica has improved her win equity. I know that this round or this update today was really long, but there was a lot of shit that happened on the feeds yesterday. And I was going to say we didn't scratch the surface of it. We did scratch the surface of it, but there was still stuff that we left out just because there was so much stuff that happened, so much nonsense.
Jackson and Kat got into another argument about the vote clip.
Yeah, exactly.
Lots of stuff that I left out. Yeah. But man, it's because like after 45 days, after 46 days in this house, with the landscape being the same, everything has changed and we have an entirely new game moving forward. So we had a lot to set up and that's why I'm excited.
I'm hopeful that Melissa will be enjoying things when she comes on the roundtable. Usually she's over these people. She's like, I'm so over these people. I can't with them. So we'll see.
Melissa, I think Melissa's feeling good. Okay. I think we're gonna have some fun tomorrow night. So I will be back, of course, tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern, and then tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern for the roundtable. We'll have a lot of fun with that. I'm really excited about the new player ratings. I'm excited about the season ratings. I'm excited about talking through all of this and projecting into the future of where this might lead and all of that stuff. So that'll be a lot of fun. Of course, tonight, make sure you tune in. We will be live to recap the Sunday night episode. We're going to see the HOH competition. We're going to see very those exciting nominations.
Yes.
A lot of stuff there.
I'm also very psyched to see Tommy and Christy play the game from a standpoint where they don't have a power to save.
Exactly.
Them. I feel like that their whole general attitude up until now has been, well, even if things go wrong, I still got my power. I can still save us with my power. Like, she really overestimated the effectiveness of this power. So now that that's out of the game, they literally have to play the game that's in front of them. And I am excited about that because I do feel like that Tommy has a lot of legs in this game. By the way, Brendan and Rachel are going to be on the show with you tonight. Someone's reminding me that in the chat. Thank you, Mari. And I'm so jealous of you, even though I've been with them many times. Not in that way. I've been with them, with Rob. Not in that way.
Yes, yes. I agree. I'm really excited because I think that Tommy is a very capable player. And I'm excited to see what he does now that he is on the ropes. And yep. I'm hoping that, yep. That it's not like he's been the bane of the season thus far. He's been keeping everything boring because that's the position he's in. But now that he's in a position, where he's got to face adversity, he might make things exciting. I hope, or he might disappoint us. We'll have to see.
He could flame out here. Could see him being evicted, unlikely as it is, but I could see him being evicted as the second juror.
Yeah, the door is open there, and it never was before. So definitely, we'll have plenty to talk about on the roundtable. Orwell is excited for the season to come. As Brent mentioned, Brendan and Rachel will be on the podcast tonight. Very excited. I had the chance to hang out with them in LA a little while ago, and very excited to talk with them on the podcast. They're going to be great, and lots to look forward to. Lots to look forward to. Thank you so much for joining us.
See you tomorrow.
Yes. You can find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Make sure you go there. Even if I'm not live, just hit the follow button. You'll be notified when I go live. We had a lot of fun yesterday talking through all of the craziness. We had a party. Orwell did some dancing. Make sure you tune in to that. You can find me on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn. You can find Brent @OneLuckyGay. And that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this very joyful and long update. I'll see you next time.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.